Property Made.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, it's time once again for Pop Quiz. Time for Pop Quiz. I know you hate it when I start the show with the Pop Quiz, but tough. If I do it the same day every week, it's not Pop. So, Pop Quiz. All right, pencils out. Everybody, let's go. Let's go. No griping. Pencils out. Here we go. Okay, this is kind of a little longer Pop Quiz. I need to make sure y'all are studying. Honestly, you know you're supposed to be doing that. You listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, but you study. No, you can't go outside and play. You study afterwards. This is why you get to pass the test. Here we go. Number one. Pencils ready. Number one. True or false? The nucleus propulsus, quick groaning, the nucleus propulsus is a real word in medicine. True or false? Come on, this isn't really that hard a test. Is the nucleus propulsus a real word in medicine? True or false? Number two, bonus if you know what the heck it is, okay? Number two, what should be the normal heart rate of an average adult? The normal heart rate. It's a pretty big range. Okay. No, you don't have to get it to the nearest decimal. I understand heart rate goes up during the Dr. Dahlia Show, but we're just talking normal heart rate. Okay. Got that? Number three. Which muscle in the back is the most common culprit in back pain? The mother-in-law muscle. No, it's not the mother-in-law muscle, although you do get credit for the logic behind that one. That's not the answer, though. Not the answer. I'll give you guys half credit for mother-in-law muscle. But I really need the name of the muscle. I don't know. English, Latin. It's probably in Latin. You're gonna have to give me the, yeah. You can't fake translate this. The most common muscle involved in back pain. Number four. What do you mean this is too hard? Number four, internal hemorrhoids lie in what body part? There's actually a specific body part. No, you can't use the cuss word. Honestly, the cuss word term isn't even the right answer. So it's supposed to be an actual anatomical part. Where do internal hemorrhoids lie? Number five, true false. Obamacare will insure 35 million people by 2016. Again, no cuss words on this one. True or false? Obamacare will insure 35 million people by the year 2016. And number six, final question. What illness did Dr. Dahlia have and come down with last week? Gonorrhea. No, it was not an STD. Wasn't an STD. No STDs are going to be allowed on that one. And how do you know? Okay. Pencils down. Pencils down. Ready for the answers? Pencils down. Okay, here we go. All right, Tuva. I mean, and no cheating, guys. Come on, really. I can tell. Look, I don't know where you think my studio is, but it's somewhere in the vicinity of God. So I could see everything. All right, with God's help. All right, number one. True or false? The nucleus propulsus is a real word in medicine. The answer is true. I didn't make that word up. That actually is. It actually is a real term in medicine. It's kind of like the jelly-like, you know, substance in the middle of your disc. You know, so when you have a herniated nucleus propulsus, which is what we look at, if you have a herniated disc, it could be part of what's in the disc. Like a peanut butter jelly sandwich and it's too much jelly. In the middle, you take a bite and it squirts out everywhere. That's a nucleus propulsus. Okay, so the answer to that is true. Dr. Dahlia is not making up terms on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Nucleus propulsus, real word. Number two, what should be the normal heart rate of an average adult? The range is actually 60 to 100. So if you got 82.5, you were really showing off, honestly, teacher's pet. I don't mind that. I think that's pretty cool. Bring me an apple next time, though. But I would say the ideal heart rate is between 70 and 90. But it could be anywhere between 60 and 100. But I got to be honest. If I see you guys flirting with the 90s, I don't like it too much, and I'll usually, you know, look at your caffeine intake, etc. Okay, number three, which muscle in the back is the most common culprit in back pain? One of the largest muscle groups in the back is called the quadratus lumborum. So, words, and I check for your flexion, extension. No, not to check your prostate. We're talking about back pain. When I ask you to kind of bend forwards to look at your back, you guys are real. You guys are comedians. Stop it. And I see, and you can see the spasm in the back. That's usually your quadratus lumborum. And that is, that's in Latin. Quadratus must mean four something. So I guess four groups. All right, number four. Maybe quadratus lumborum means the next question is number four. Number, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. You're in the middle of a pop quiz. If you joined us late, you missed a pop quiz, you automatically failed. Automatic fail. Number four. Internal hemorrhoids lie in what body part? It's actually the rectum. We've had to review at length the colon, and many of you mix up the anus and the rectum. Sorry. You do. You mix up the anus and the rectum. I almost failed medical school for mixing those two up. Internal hemorrhoids are up, and they usually lie in the lower part of the rectum. Anus is the opening, and then external hemorrhoids come through, prolapse from the rectum, through the anus, into the outside world. Hello! Those are the external hemorrhoids. Big difference. No, you do not get half credit. No half credit. No. Number five, true or false? Obamacare will insure 35 million by the year 2016. The answer is false. There is no guarantee, right? And many of these millions of Americans who think they're going to get Obamacare, if they don't get a job, they're not going to be insured. And if they don't care about the tax, they're probably not going to purchase insurance on their own. So we do not believe the 35 million people that are claimed to be insured by Obamacare will get insurance. If you did throw in a couple cuss words, I will probably give you some bonus points. And then finally, what illness did Dr. Dahlia come down with last week? It was not an STD. It was acute gastroenteritis. Excellent. Yes, I was vomiting. I was diarrhea-ing. Explosive diarrhea gets an... I will count explosive diarrhea. Irritable bowel. Yes, I will count it. PMS. Ooh, that's a good one. If any of you put PMS, I don't know how you detected that one. You definitely get a point for that. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Well done. All right. That, 6 out of 6. Good job. Don't go away. We've got a lot of medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Doing out there? All right, licking your wounds. I know, looking. I really feel bad for you. Honestly, it keeps the mind sharp. Taking tests, right? Going to classes, studying, all right? Keeps your mind sharp. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot of medical news to talk about and discuss. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Now, I know it's Halloween time. Very, very exciting next few days coming up. One of my favorite holidays. I really love it. What I don't love is the arguments with my kids. And one of my kids, he wanted me to purchase. I still don't get this whole purchasing a Halloween outfit. That really blows my mind. We had to make our own. I've told you guys before what one of my favorite Halloween outfits, costumes were. I was in medical school, and of course I was poor, as usual. Hold on, have to readjust my exercise ball. All right, I'm sitting on an exercise ball. All right, so one of my Halloween costumes in medical school was I was Inside Out. You guys have heard about this, right? Inside Out. So basically I wore, you know, a shirt and pants. Then I put on a bra. over it, a bra and panties. And then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the underwear. So it was inside out. It was great. I think it was the hit of the party. I don't know. I was a second year medical student, I think. Right? And it was cheap. And it got the job done. Now, one of my friends, Dr. Gamina, was pseudostratified columnar epithelium. And he had this big wall. Remember, Electric Company, you would have this guy kind of dressed as a wall and he would come in and it fit. Was it Electric Company? Via Allegra? No, I think it was Electric Company. Yeah, anyway, my friend Dr. Gamina was, pseudostratified columnar epithelium. Yeah. But I was inside out. And even though my outfit, was less work, I thought it was a bigger hit. Although he had some mitochondria and some macrophages in it. We are not dorks in medical school. That's cool. You have a costume with some mitochondria, right? And some, you know, subcutaneous fat. That's some pretty cool costuming. Anyway, my kids won't listen to me. They want me to purchase their costumes. And my son wanted to be the headless horseman. I think that's ridiculous. You don't walk around headless. I think that's creepy. But the costumes I've allowed my kids to wear, and guilty as charged, have been like, like the Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, zombie, bloody, and also, when do kids walk around with props during Halloween? I went to this one Halloween store, and you know, you could buy knives and swords, obviously they're dull. You know that thing in Lord of the Rings? Where, you know, I think it was the third movie where, the bad guy was on some sort of a dinosaur thing that killed the king and the daughter of the king, I still don't know their names. If they weren't Viggo Mortensen, I don't know their names, had this ball with a whole bunch of spikes on it. Yeah, you could buy one of those ball things with spikes. And so that's what my kids want. I go, well, I thought you're supposed to hold candy. And it's this contest on who has the bloodiest costume. Now, one article actually complained about that, saying these kids as young as five are, you know, walking around with violence. You know, does it make them more violent? No. Do I think they aspire to be these zombies or Abraham Lincoln vampire hunters? I guess they do. You know, I do miss the whole Avenger or DC Comics type things. But honestly, if you wear a Spider-Man suit, you know, it's just not as cool anymore. So I guess these little kindergartners want bloodied type of costumes. Just put your foot down. I told my kids no. I told my kids health of the no. I was like, no. I mean, you could be a Lord of the Ring character, that's fine. But no blood, no severing, and the price has got to be under $75. I put a lower limit on that, but this is ridiculous. Okay, anyway, how do you keep your kids safe this Halloween? I know. I'm really more worried about the adults going trick or drink. But CBS News had a CBC News. See, that's what I would do. If I had a network, I would make it sound as close to ABC, CBS, NBC, so people think it's like a big network. All right, CBC News. CBC News has 10 tips to keep your kids safe on Halloween. No, I can't think about myself, and I have to look at a source. You think I could come up with that? Look, I came up with the pop quiz. Hey, that was enough thinking for one show prep. Okay. A big problem. Oh, CBC comes from Canada. Oh, okay. So what are the Canadians doing? You know, the Canadians know how to be safe. Canadians don't have as many problems as we do, except when it comes to socialized medicine. All right. Well, then, you know, if an article comes from Canada, right, trying to teach you how to avoid injury, you might want to listen to it. Because remember, they got socialized medicine and we're about to get socialized medicine. So I would probably listen to it because they probably have this stuff down pat, preventing you from needing to go to the doctor. Okay. Many of us will buy whatever costume we could find that's cheap on the clearance rack. I've done that many times and it doesn't fit the kid. And you just take the, you know, get them the gown or you get them whatever and you say it'll work. Don't let them trip. Okay. Tripping injuries, believe it or not, are huge. These kids trip. They fall. They bleed. If they bleed, what do you got to do? You got to take them back to the house and it has to stop your trick or treating. You don't want your kid to bleed. Number two. They're urging avoiding masks if you can and put makeup on your kid's face, right? Yeah, my husband's going to like that one. But the thing is these masks, and I can't stand it when my kids wear masks. They can't see. They have no peripheral vision. The eyes never match up because the mask doesn't usually fit. And they're walking around in the dark. If you can, the kids like to have a face makeup. It's fun. They, you'll have to wash and make sure they don't get acne later. But still, try to face paint them. Okay, you know, as opposed to using masks. And you'll probably save $35. I see what some of these masks cost. They're pretty expensive stuff. I love putting those glow sticks on my kids. I know it doesn't match the whole Freddy Krueger ensemble, but I like to slap a big pink glow stick on my boy's costume when they're not looking, so I know where they are. Yeah, they're 13 and 10. Actually, my boy turned 10. My little baby turned 10. I guess I better start losing the baby weight. Yeah, happy birthday to my baby Brock. Anyway, so slap pink or light green glow sticks on these kids. This way you could see them. Careful, I'm making this stuff up. I'm not even reading this article anymore. You need to really be careful with this whole candle and the pumpkin and the jack-o'-lantern thing. I know some of you go crazy decorating the house. I don't do it because I actually take my kids to a neighborhood where I think the candy's going to be fancy, right? I mean, nobody really checks if you live in that neighborhood. I mean, honestly, if you don't have any voter ID laws, you sure as heck can go and trick-or-treat in somebody else's neighborhood if you think, you know, the mean housing price is twice yours. So I like to take my kids to a rich neighborhood so they get the full-on candy bars. They don't know. Really? I haven't seen you in the neighborhood. Where do you live? Well, I live at 103. You know, the fancy houses always have five numbers. I live at 10321 Bentley Jaguar Road. Oh, okay. Willie, we have a Bentley Jaguar Road? Yeah, you do. Give us your candy. Anyway, these jack-o'-lanterns that some of you make, and I gotta admit, pretty cool. I really don't know where you find the time to make them, but pretty cool. Careful with the candles. Also, some of your kids with their long gowns, the gown will sometimes dip into the pumpkin. Keep those pumpkins away from where the kids run and go trick-or-treat, because if they get their gown, obviously in the light, etc. Okay, don't let the kids zigzag back and forth across the street. I would recommend having some sort of a map and plan. Remember, it gets dark. Many of us really don't go outside in the dark, so we get really discombobulated when you're rocking around your neighbor's yard, let alone somebody else's yard. Know where you parked your car. What I always do is I turn on my car alarm. Do you guys do that? I'm at Walmart. I come out of Walmart. I have no idea which football field I parked in, so I hit the alarm. Do that. Yeah, it'll scare the kids, but it is Halloween, right? Okay. You're always going to invite other kids to trick-or-treat with you, whether you want to or not. If your kids have cool costumes, you're in trouble because these other little kids are going to follow. The problem with these little kids, they're really too slow. Okay, and you know, they really cramp your style and hurt your groove. But keep in mind, you may have little kids behind you. Look behind your butt. You know, houses that have any sort of pedophilia type of decor, avoid. We only know of the one city, I believe, and is it Simi Valley? Was it Simi Valley where pedophiles weren't allowed to have decorations on their house to invite children? If a jack-o'-lantern has any phallic parts, avoid that house, honestly. If your kid has diabetes, you know, you're obviously going to probably eat the candy for them, but keep in mind, the Canadians are urging that if you have diabetic kids in your neighborhood, this isn't funny. This is honestly, the diabetic kids, they really can't have the treats. So try to have sugar-free gum, peanuts, or like money. I think passing out money is wonderful. I always like getting money, not pennies. No, don't move neighborhoods. Give healthy treats. Your house will not get egged. There's got to be something healthy. Popcorn balls. Popcorn balls. Okay, and start the evening early so you still have some light. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I have an iPhone. I think I have an iPhone 3 still. Let me know, guys, if the newer iPhones, they have better memory. I keep getting 90% of my voicemail full. I don't have that much voicemail, which means now I got to re-listen to all the voicemail and see what I want to keep and what I don't. I can't stand that. I hate dumping voicemail messages unless I have too many apps going on. That kind of confuses me. I really don't get this tech stuff. I don't. Okay, I'll have to figure this out on the next break. When's our next break? Do you guys want me to talk about medical stuff, or can I fix my phone? Okay. I'll wait till next break. 1-877-DocDolly. Speaking of tech stuff, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. Don't leave a voice message, because it looks like for my iPhone I got to delete the sucker. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, remember there was a Brazilian student who, for charity, was going to auction off her virginity. Katerina Migliorini, right? I don't know what the charity is. From what I understand, she even has a publicist. And she has auctioned off her virginity, and the highest bidder is a Japanese man named Natsu. He faced strong competition per mail online from an Indian man and two Americans. She says she is not a prostitute because she is only selling her body once. And from what I understand, she doesn't get to keep the $780,000. She also has a film crew involved for a documentary called Virgins Wanted. From what I understand, I think the man also being featured in the documentary gets... Oh, there's a man in there that also is a virgin. I guess he's going to be in the show also. That's kind of interesting. She's going to use the money to build homes for poverty-stricken families. Wow, $780,000 to a Japanese... Am I the only one that thinks this is weird? It's got to be illegal. Oh, that's right. Remember we talked about the story? I think she's going to lose her virginity in a plane so that she's not over a particular country and therefore doesn't violate certain laws. Is that what's going to happen? Okay, do we even care? I don't think we care. Let's move on. Oh, the intercourse itself will not be filmed, and Natsu will retain a right to be anonymous. Yeah, but we know his name. Unless that was a fake name. His picture is not allowed to appear in the media. His picture of what? Katerina will be delivered, quote unquote, to her buyer on board a plane between Australia and the U.S. She is going to be interviewed before and after the sex act. Let me make this quick and easy. She's probably going to be like, ah, after the sex act. She's probably going to be like, what? That was the quickest 2 minutes of my life. Okay, are we done with that story? Can I move on? Sometimes I got to make sure the boss is happy that I'm reporting these stories in depth. Here we go. Man born with one testicle bigger than the other is actually going to have them fixed, but what they're going to use is a chin transplant. I'm sorry. Come on, people. I gotta get serious stories here. I'm not faking. This is a chin transplant. Oh my gosh. How do you do these without giggling? Okay. I apologize. You have men that are born with cryptocortism, which basically they'll even have an undescended testicles. And then when they surgically, let's say you have a baby with an undescended testicle. Yeah, we're talking about testicles again on the show. I don't see how we could escape it. You have a baby with an undescended testicle. If you leave that testicle where it's at, it has a higher risk of testicular cancer. So we'll either remove it or we'll let it drop. Whatnot. Now, we have a 45-year-old gentleman that's been very upset, and he's had body dysmorphic disorder. They call it a mental health condition, but honestly, it's where you don't like your body. I would not say he has body dysmorphic disorder because he actually has something that I think he logically has a valid complaint about. I usually use body dysmorphic disorder for somebody who is just drop dead gorgeous, who still thinks they're too fat, or they need a nose job or a chin job, etc. To me, that's a body dysmorphic disorder. But for some reason, they've diagnosed him with that, probably to get insurance to pay for it. And what they're going to do, Mexican surgeons are going to carry out the operation, okay, usando un implant de la cara. So they're going to use what we use to plump up the chin or cheekbones, hence a chin implant. Dr. Ugarte and his colleagues at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, they've already done this, made a small incision in the man's groin and placed a silicon chin implant between the left testicle and several layers of tissue. This is not funny, this is serious stuff. The piece of silicon is about 6 millimeters thick. No, you can't ask for supersize. And it's routinely used to plump up the chin in the cheekbone. Surgery is safe, doesn't reduce fertility. He said the man's sex life was back to normal after a month. You know, most men aren't completely equal, right? Not in terms of that size. But from what we understand, it was significant enough, and they fixed it. Oh, good for him. I'm pretty happy for him. Okay, another study came out. Okay, whew. See, I got through that one. So, look, this is stuff that happens. I have to inform you of these things because many of you could have a testicle that's misshapen, and there are ways to fix it. I mean, that's why we study, you know, these new technologies, day in and day out. And it is important. I mean, I can't tell you how many women have, lopsided breasts, and they get those fixed. Why can't men get themselves fixed? You know, why not? All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have, from what I understand, a scientist who says that premenstrual syndrome may all be in the head and a complete myth. Now, no, this is actually a woman who came out with this. I don't know what she experiences on day 28, 29, but myth my butt. Dr. Sarah Roman's analysis of dozens of studies, she analyzed dozens of studies from around the world, found evidence for premenstrual mood swings to be tenuous. I remember learning that word in high school. I think that means bad, wrong, false. I don't know. Look, I'm not an English instructor. She said many of the studies found no proof that women's moods fluctuate over the course of the month. Okay, just get testimony from Don over here. That should be scientific evidence enough. Other studies found females to be the moodiest at a time other than when their period was due. Her findings are in sharp contrast, you think, to the general belief that almost all women of reproductive age experience irritability and symptoms of premenstrual syndrome. Okay, can I please describe what premenstrual syndrome is? No, I'm going to describe it. Okay, now, first of all, this is wrong. Not every woman has PMS, okay? I can't tell you how many periods I went through. In fact, I think I'm going through one now. No PMS at all. You know, really happy, happy-go-lucky, everything's fine. However, every now and then, and a lot of women don't talk about it, the progesterone increase or the progesterone drop really messes with your bowels. And for some of us women, it's really difficult to poop. Now, we don't talk about that with PMS. I talk about it because I just always talk about my bowels on the show. It's called lack of content. And so it's okay. My shows are pre-written for me. And when you can't poop and you get bloated and then you start to retain water and your breasts hurt, I don't know what the heck this Sarah chick is talking about, but your boobs hurt. You definitely don't feel like having sex at the time. You have to run out and buy tampons and those super plus. I don't know why they talk comfort in the commercials. It feels like that Lord of the Rings ball and chainy thingy we were just talking about. You're going to be miserable. Okay. It's not all in the head. There are physical symptoms that cause you to feel bad. And then look at the serotonin. When your serotonin drops, you can get grumpy or moody. PMS is real. Now, it shouldn't prevent us from getting a promotion. It shouldn't prevent us from getting equal pay. In fact, the work that I have been able to do when I used to do ER and OR and deliver babies, I should get a Purple Heart for doing it while I was PMS. But no, it is real. Anyway, she looked at studies from 1971 to 2007, and I really don't know what you know orifice she pulled this out of. So I disagree. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Vitamin D. If you've been told you're low in vitamin D, that may be tenuous. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. I looked up what tenuous means. According to dictionaryreference.com, it means thin or slender in form. One day I wish to be tenuous, lacking a sound basis as reasoning, unsubstantiated, weak, or what we would say bogus. Okay, so that's what this psychologist is claiming that PMS is, that there being a real sort of physiological reasoning for PMS is tenuous. She thinks she's helping the women cause, and she's not. Because people are going to say, oh, you see, it's all in their head, and women are using this as an excuse, and they're playing the PMS card. That's wrong. I think there's enough scientific, biological and written testimonial proof to to purport that there are that it's not tenuous. By the way, guys, don't forget we're going to Alaska next June. Yeah, we all are. We'll all fit on the ship. Dr. Dahlia Cruz, leaving out of Seattle next June. We're going to be going into the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a nice week-long trip. Make sure you sign up. The cabins are a-booking. Go to the website at drdahlia.com. Find information on the Dr. Dahlia Cruz or email me, Twitter me, Facebook me so we can get you guys set up for that. Don't forget also a little later today when you guys are on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show and to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, we need to talk about this. This is something that I have had a real difficult time with over the last couple years, us being quote-unquote vitamin D deficient. Now, I've been running vitamin D levels in my office for now a good few years because they say, well, low vitamin D puts you at risk for heart disease and cancer, etc. Yet 95% of my patients are low in vitamin D. So I've put 95% of my patients on vitamin D supplements. I've been telling them to just go to the store, get a couple thousand units of vitamin D, some of you on 3,000 units, some of you higher. Now, I've even seen some endocrinologists put you on 50,000 units a week. There's been some stories flirting with the idea that sometimes too much vitamin D could hurt your kidneys. Maybe could irritate the liver, but no, the latest study said we had to treat vitamin D. And I've been very frustrated, and I've been expressing my frustration with my patients, you know, going, I don't understand this. You all are low on vitamin D. So what? I have to, because I don't like the idea of you needing supplements to get through life. I like to think that God gave us everything we needed. And I just get a little creeped out that whatever you have isn't good enough. That just doesn't make sense. I mean, how else did we live this long? But the only reason why I put up with this whole vitamin D baloney is because we are out in the sun less. Not that I completely agree with that, but I am against skin cancer. So I'm going to lean towards the caution and say, you know, stay out of the sun. But honestly, if plants need sun and your, what else needs sun? Plants. I'm sure humans do too. All right. Well, a study has come out and I've been waiting for this one, that say maybe 80 million Americans who have been previously considered as low vitamin D, ain't. And they don't need supplements at all. They say the older guidelines and any of you that have had a vitamin D test, has the limit, the cutoff, at 30 nanograms per milliliter. So when I check your vitamin D and you come in at 29, you get a big asterisk on the lab. It's bolded. And then it talks about vitamin D deficiency. So here you are, your level is 29, and I got to throw you on vitamin D. But the newer Institute of Medicine guidelines say, you want to know what? A minimum level of 20 nanograms per milliliter is sufficient. If that's the case, I can't tell you how many thousands of my patients actually are normal in vitamin D. This is ridiculous. Now, they say not all experts agree with the new guidelines from the, what are they called again? Institute of Medicine. You know what? If they're called Institute, they've got to be big. They say the Institute of Medicine is a nonprofit American organization that dispenses health advice. All right. Well, I like what they dispensed. Pez dispensed more of this because, honestly, I've really had a problem putting 95% of my patients on vitamin D. It just doesn't make sense. All right. And we've talked about lab values and you know, how these labs come up with lab values. I think I just talked about it a couple days ago, where if you notice year after year, your cholesterol level or your blood count level was either normal and then it was abnormal and then it was normal again, yet the number was the same. Why was it normal one year and abnormal the next? Because many of these labs, what they do each year is they do an analysis of all the norms and every norm gets an X. So you can just imagine the thousands upon thousands of X's and they take the range of where most of the X's were. And sometimes they move it up the scale and sometimes they move it down the scale. And it just kind of perplexes me that 95% of my practice of those that, of course, I check vitamin D for are low. And by the way, a vitamin D test isn't that cheap. So if the 20 nanograms per milliliter is sufficient, then many of us, many of you are not vitamin D deficient. What also bothers me is some of you that were down into the low 20s, I was running parathyroid hormone on. Not the parathyroid hormone. I was running parathyroid hormone on all y'all, because parathyroid, if your parathyroid hormone is off, it could affect your vitamin D. And here I am looking at a lab with you with a whopping, or 19, some of you in the teens, I'm sending you to an endocrinologist because your levels were in the teens. And if you're that low in vitamin D, then supposedly or allegedly you were that much more at risk for cancer and other types of maladies. Okay, yeah. All right, so... Now, I don't know what the endocrinologists are going to say in terms of this. We also know that low vitamin D, low vitamin D, you could get rickets, although we really don't see rickets as much anymore. Not a lot of pirates out there, but you do have a lot of children in Northern Europe that just never get sun. Or, live up in Alaska, let's say, they just don't get sun. They don't have food fortified with vitamin D. And there is rickets. And we are starting to see rickets on the rise, especially in Northern European countries. But if, the kids out here are drinking milk supplemented with vitamin D, they should be pretty good. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, talk to your doctor. Ask them if the lab is going to use this new level. But this just makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. And it just kind of blows my mind that, we let this go as long as we did. This was an interesting study. This economy stinks. It still stinks, and I don't know how much longer it's going to stink. And for those who join us, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. Whose show doesn't stink, by the way? So sometimes I really don't know what the cat did in my studio. They say 26% of U.S. adults have used a coupon on the first date. Can you believe that? New coupon cabin survey reveals that more than a quarter of U.S. adults have pulled out a coupon on the first date. That's up from 18% last year. Now, although 1% claim they would walk out and leave the date, most people say that, 12% say that stay on the date. They won't say anything, but they probably won't go out with them again. 3% say they would say something to the date, like, really, a coupon? Listen, okay, if somebody's taking you out and paying, I don't care how they pay for it. If they use American Express, if they use Visa, if they use a gift card they got for Christmas, or if they're using a 2-for-1, or if they're using comps they get from the casino, they're taking you out. It's a free meal. I can't tell you how many free meals I benefited from. $11 blue light special steak and eggs. That was my date. Okay, you're getting more than steak and eggs at $1.99. I would shut up and take it. Looks good to me. And for those of you pulling out a coupon, you may want to kind of, hide it a little bit. Just in case you are with somebody who thinks that's, a little cheap. But honestly, I dig the whole coupon thing. I think it's cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.